Hey, my fellow GWA backstagers. Is that right? I feel like that's right. That might not be right. I don't know. Anyways, it's your girl Growly, and if you don't know who I am, well, I guess this is a really it's a really intense way of getting to know me. So I don't answer questionnaires as much as I used to, which is weird because if you know me and on any level, you know that I am I guess the polite word is verbose. But a less polite way of saying it is, I don't shut the fuck up. I talk a lot. So it's weird that I don't do these anymore. I don't do these as often, which sucks because there's so many good questions, you guys. And the fact that there's so many good questions in so little time, it hurts, you know? I'm just kind of like walking around my room because looking for something. You guys hear that? Those are jingle bells. You guys probably know that. They are jingle bells for something very special. I can't speak English today. I was actually looking for my dog's paw butter. That sounds like I'm going to eat my dog. I'm a vegetarian. I would never do that. Also, he's very skinny. He has no meat on his bones. He would make a horrible meal. Joke time is over. Can't find it. It's really annoying. Because it's a little colder here in SoCal and he's a tiny dog. I am the first to tell him that. I call him a lot of things. Most of them are not nice. Oh God, the empty weed containers. Okay. I need to throw my weed containers away. Anyway, I was just trying to see if I could find it now, because now that it got into my head, I'm like, your dog needs his paw butter now, Growly. Give it then. He's dying. He's not. But it's a little colder than usual. He's a small dog. He's probably in the bathroom, I think. I'm not going to the bathroom right now. I'm going to answer this. 2 minutes of me rummaging around my room. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I certainly did. Yeah, since it's colder, his paws dry out, and it's this whole thing. And he is my life. So he needs his paw butter. Where the fuck did I leave it? Why am I like this? So I saw Cuddly Bear had posted some questions based off of, or he had already posted them in Suit and Lies thread. So it's just random kink questions, and because my phone is a butt and doesn't let me look at a webpage and still record, I had to write them down, and so they're kind of just like, paraphrase, but you know, they're the same fucking questions. Oh, another thing, that if you don't know me, I curse like a motherfucker, so, you see that? First question, how do you explain being a sadist to people who just think you like hurting others? Well, I'm a masochist. Masochist. No, masochist isn't a word. I mean, it is a word. Okay, masochist. I'm a masochist, so I wouldn't know how to explain that to somebody, because I'm not a sadist. Even when I like to be dominant, I don't like to hurt the person that I'm with, which is weird, because I am all for pain, you guys. But I mean, I guess I would explain it as it's about power and it's about control. And which I guess are the fucking same exact things. Way to go, Growly. Super verbose today. I guess it's about seeing satisfaction from something that normally isn't seen as something that, you know, you're supposed to be satisfied from. Like, somebody hits you, you're like, bitch, what the fuck? But if your dom or your daddy hits you, it's just like, harder daddy, please. So, you know, I don't know if I'm making any sense. So, pew pew! Next question. This was supposed to be, oh my god, what was the word that the Cuddly Bear used? Controversial. Isn't it degrading to be a sub? I was gonna be like, super sub, but I'm not a super sub. I'm okay, I think. my daddy would not be pleased to hear me say that. But anyways, no, I believe that it's not degrading to be a sub. I think it's really fun. I think it's empowering. I'm a people pleaser to my core. So to be able to please somebody in every way that I can, and forget them, and I'm also a very greedy person. So to be able to please somebody in every way that I can and have them praise me for it, that's kind of like, whoo, you guys, whoo. See, I can only make noises. Whoo. So, no, it's not degrading at all. I think it's really empowering, especially for someone like me who doesn't like the concept of delayed gratification all that very much, because I'm a greedy ass motherfucking bitch and I'm like, gimme, 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 gimme. But I have since learned patience. Not willingly, but I've learned patience now. So my dude should be super proud about that. Actually, that's his new nickname. I hope he's not mad. What kind of aftercare do you usually want? After like a regular scene, I guess. I'm a really emotional person, and I'm also a very cuddly person. So I need someone to play with my hair. I need something nice and warm and soothing. So like, they could make me tea, if they could bring me a blanket or something to hug. Cause that's a lot of emotions, man. And it's like, it goes from this high to just this like fucking crash. And it's just like, oh my God, what is happening? What is going on? Did he really mean all those things that he was just saying right now? And it's like, first off, no, he did not. So I just kind of, I need to get back to myself. So that's just basic stuff that I like. Snuggles and stuff and just extra sweetness. Do not bring me candy after though, because then I'm just gonna be super hyped up and then I might be sad. And it's just, see, don't bring me candy, just bring me some tea and a lot of snuggles. How about after harsher impact play? That I need, oh my God, I need so much attention. I mean, I'm like a goddamn, I grow succulents. I care for succulents. And the fun thing about succulents, mostly cacti are what I have, most of them. Fun thing about them is that they don't need that much attention. Just water them, make sure they have the right soil, enough sun. They're good, man. The right pot if they're indoors. I'm not a cacti. I'm not a cactus. I'm a fucking orchid, man. I'm delicate. I am temperamental. I'm very hard to care for. Let me tell you something. I am the worst. I'm not the worst. attention is a really, really big thing. So if they could just like, I'm gonna need like very, very soft stimuli. So fucking get me my knitting, get me a book, cuddle up to me, play with my hair while I read. And I need so much more attention after harsher impact play, because that, I love pain, but my fucking God, it's just, it like breaks something in my head, and then and when it's over, I'm just like, oh my god, what the hell's happening? So what are your go-tos for dealing with bruises or breaking skin? There's this trick that I learned in high school, just not that long ago. I'm 22, and it was cold. You put a spoon in the freezer, and then you press that against. I think as you press the curve against your skin to make the bruise smaller. So ice, baby. usually concealer, because I don't live a lifestyle where it would be good or safe for me to be walking around with bruises. Also, that's just like, that's weird. Like, I don't like walking around with bruises for other people to see, because it's just like, I don't like dragging other people into my fucking kink, okay? That's between me and whoever I happen to be fucking. Like, that's it, you know? Breaking of skin, I don't think I've ever had my skin broken, but if anybody in Los Angeles is listening, you know, message me. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Breaking of skin, jeez. That would scare me a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. But I'm like super anal about first aid and stuff, so I'd like run. I'd get like band-aids, I'd get antiseptic, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So that's band-aids and stuff. Really love A&D, you guys. Do you enjoy going down on your partner? I don't know why I started reading things in a sexy voice. Why or why not? Yeah, I do. So the next question is actually gonna give you a better answer. Do you more than like it? Why? Oh my God, I fucking love going down on my partners. I do. Oh my God, there is nothing better than choking on a dick. There really isn't. Well, I mean, there is. Especially during Christmas time. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what? Peppermint mocha coffee creamer actually pretty much ranks up to gagging on a cock for me. So make of that what you will. That's that. Yeah, I love it. I don't know. It's kind of, even if they're like fucking my mouth and they're like holding me in place, it just, I don't know, man. The power has switched, I think. And there's just something about being on your knees and hearing the person moan and just like fucking lose their mind because of you, because of your tongue, and it's just like, yeah. Whew. It's like the greatest self-esteem booster ever for me. Love, love, love giving head. Next question. What are the most important things for you in a DS dynamic? Affection. I've tried doing that type of a thing before without affection, and it's not for me. It really isn't. I need to have affection. I need to have some sort of connection before I do that with somebody. Yeah, that's about it. That's pretty much the most important thing for me in that type of relationship, because I mean, it is a relationship what you are in if you're a dominant and a submissive. So, kinks you can't live without. Daddy little girl. That's pretty much. I mean, if when I do fuck dudes that are pretty vanilla, so they daddy's not even on the horizon for them. So, I mean, I can live without it, but if it's, you know, a DS dynamic, I can't live without that shit. It satisfies me to my core. It does. Is that a kink? I feel like that's a kink, or is that a fetish? What's the difference? Somebody fucking get a dictionary out and fucking tell me in the comments what the fuck is the difference between a fetish and a kink. Thank you. The kink that I can't live without. Don't know. Pet play? 'Cause I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Pet play, but not like hardcore pet play, you know? I don't know. I'm really fucking hungry. I did not eat enough lunch, so I'm just like, oh, what is there to eat? Figure something out. Ooh, I think I have tofu in the fridge. Ooh, I do have tofu. Ooh, I'm gonna make something fucking dank right now. Okay. What's the next one? Why do you enjoy X kink? And then he put like a bunch of things that you can choose from. And I chose domestic servitude. Okay, well, let's go back to the people pleasing thing. A huge, huge thing for me, even non-sexually. That's just who I am, which is not exactly the healthiest thing to be, but that's me. I'm gonna lie down. Fuck this. I have hella pillows. I don't know why I'm not laying down. Oh my God. Everybody, love yourself and get a fucking memory foam topper for your mattress and a memory foam pillow will change your life. So I don't know. The Here's the thing. I don't want to be just a little wife at home, you know, just doing everything she can. Well, actually, part of me does. But the bigger part of me wants to go out and fucking get degrees, change the world, be fucking take charge and badass. But when I come home, All I want to fucking do is bake. I want to bake. I want to cook. I want to clean. I want to do things that just turn me, not turn me off, but like just turn off all my neuroses. And that's why I enjoy domestic servitude. Why do you like switching? Why not? Well, cause sometimes, cause if it's a strictly DNS thing, that's just not a lot of, it's not as fun for me. I like knowing that if I get like growly and really, really impatient, and if I say, oh God, I'm trying to think of an example. Oh, you see what happens when you don't eat enough, you guys. I'm wasting away to nothing. I'm kidding. God, my voice sounds so annoying. I don't know, if I were to say, like, if my partner was to stop, it was to, like, were to tease me, and I would get really, really frustrated, and I would push them down and, like, pin their hands above their head and just fucking ride them into the sunset, it'd be great to not be punished for it. So I really like switching because I want to take care of the person that's taking care of me too, but in the way that they're taking care of me. Does that make any sense? Like how, hypothetical, like how my daddy takes care of me. I want to take care of him the same way he takes care of me. I want him to just feel good and be full of warm fuzzies and just, you know, I don't want him to worry. I want to worry about him. Let's see. Next one. Is there a kink you want to experience but can't get yourself to try? Water sports, I think that's up there. I think it's gotta be like the right mood, the right timing, you know? It's just, I don't know. I don't know. Plus, it's kind of hard to get like dudes from Tinder to be like, "Hey man, you want to pee on me?" Because it's just, you know, and I'm not saying that'd be a total boner killer for some dudes, but I'm just, most 22-year-old dudes are not that adventurous, so just start fucking older dudes. That's thoughts on semi-permanent or permanent marks as a sub. This is actually really funny because while I was scrolling, because I'm like, I'm subbed to a bunch of it's a bunch of subreddits like BDSM community and fucking Shibari and all that good shit. So it's really funny because there was a post there about some guy's wife wanted a sub tattoo and he was looking for tattoo ideas. And I see the question and I was like, okay, that I should definitely answer this questionnaire. Like a piercing, I would get maybe. I wouldn't scar myself. I wouldn't get a tattoo. Like, if I was like married to my partner, or if my husband or wife ended up being my daddy or whatever, or my, what do you, I don't like the word mommy for the DNS. I don't know. I don't know. I'm like mistress either. You see, it's so hard. Maybe I'd get a tattoo, but never fucking initial. I would never in a million years get somebody else's initials on me. No, disrespect to anybody that does, but that's just not. I couldn't do it. Like I have a couple of tattoo artist friends, and I have a lot of I have a lot of tattooed friends, and they're just they. Number one thing, never get someone's initials tattooed on you, ever. So that's been drilled in my head since I've expressed an interest in tattoos. But like piercings and stuff, sure, like that'd be dope. Yeah. I'm a bigger fan of like what are they called? What are they? Eternity collars or oak collars? No. Something else. I don't know, but I think they're like metal collars. And I know that you can take them off, but I think it's the key or something. I don't know. See, I like the idea of that. Oh my God, why can I not remember anything? So I'm not a huge fan for like permanent stuff if it's somebody that I'm like seeing on a like semi-regular basis, if I'm not even in a relationship with that person, I wouldn't fucking do any fucking kidding me. See, and even if I was, it would have to pass like a 4-year mark before I even thought of getting a piercing for to represent ownership or whatever. So yeah, those are my questions, those are my answers, those are not my questions, those are Cuddly Bear's questions, those are my answers. And so I hope you guys enjoyed listening to fucking almost 21 minutes of me blathering on. And yeah, these were really dope questions, Cuddly Bear.